Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Dove Nye. I just want to say that I want to talk about one of my recordings. I usually don't, you know, this past day, I've released so much. The last 10 years, since 2013, I released my first recording at indie label. It really wasn't intended because I made so many demos and I performed. And then there was a period of time, you know, I just like, well, just give up. I have them buried demos. And then there was an opportunity to present itself to release it. I actually, I will say, I released my song Outkast. Okay. In 2008, 2009, I released it on the indie label with TuneCore. And then I took it off. I was like, you know, then I finally released it, you know, 2013. Forever Through Time, you know, it was just, because Forever Through Time, it's been a new album. Then I released all these pop songs. From 2013 to 2021, I released several songs, 8 years. So I think that when it comes to creating a body of work, not just, you know, singing, songwriting, I've done a lot. I will tell you, I got 468 songs on my BMI account, Broadcast Music account. That means as a licensed songwriter to release the songs. So I actually created thousands of songs. But I don't consider songwriting at the time or now as my only important thing because I write the keyboard, you know, write these songs on the keyboard. But my voice is so important. I know some people, the critics, that, oh, I can't sing, or, you know, when I'm singing inside my house or whatever, I'm not singing for the world. I am not singing for no one to sing. I mean, see me sing. When I go out on stage or if I do it on podcasts, while I'm singing where I tape you hear and I release it on podcasts, then people can hear me sing. I used to go out in nightclubs and sing. So that means that's out. Yes, that's where I sing. But if I'm practicing singing like a master writer or something like that, you know, vocals, because I have a variety of ways of singing, but writing songs, you know, not just playing a keyboard, because I take the keyboard and come up with melodies, but I use my voice as an instrument to make up a song. I just did Set Me Free. And, you know, I was up off or on or whatever. The most important thing is creativity. And I'm not doing it in front of people to hear me sing. That's, you know, professional. I have made it professional level, but I have struggled. So, but now, despite all the suffering and all the limitations and the lack of recognition, I wanted to talk about my song, I Really Want to Get to Know You. I was just listening to it on my Spotify. It was released to the public. It's one of the songs that I release. So here it is. I really want to get to know you. It's a song song that I've released, I've written, you know, I've written with somebody in the studio. It was made a while ago, a few years ago, so it's now, you know, released to the public. A lot of people heard it. It was not done intentionally. I actually was going to, because it was done spontaneously, meaning it was done in a spot. We were not intending to write, "I Really Want to Get to Know You." We were intending to write to a cover of this song, which I love to sing. I was just singing it, because when I get in a singing mood, I try not to, singing mode, because I used to sing a lot. I used to have, several years of ambitions to be an artist as a singer, but I'm also songwriting. And let me tell you, songwriting is so important. I'll talk about that in a minute, but this is the song I was going to do a rendition, a cover. You know, when I got to the studio, I was like, okay, I sung the song so much, and okay, I got the lyrics and everything, I was ready, and ready to work on the keyboards or whatever. And then the guy who worked for me, David, said, "Well, you're going to be singing someone else's material. Your voice is going to be compared to Robert Plant." And I said, "Robert Plant's a great singer." And I was like, "I don't want to be compared to Robert Plant, but I'll sing the cover. You know, I don't care. You know, I want to sing it in my own way." And then I thought, well, you know what? I'm in a creative mode, and I'm not just a singer, but I'm a songwriter. Okay, we'll scratch it. So we decided to not do the cover and do "I Really Want to Get to Know You." "I Really Want to Get to Know You" was inspired, I guess, by my personality. I guess because I have such a nice personality. And it relates to something years ago where I wanted to be with somebody and I was too shy to talk to them. So I have a nice personality, and it's like I couldn't tell them how I felt, you know. And, you know, I really wanted to get to know them. But unfortunately, it didn't work out. But it wasn't meant to be. So I guess that was, remembering that. So I started talking, and we started doing these, you know, overdubs, because I love to talk. You know, I do podcasts. So we added that melody with the keyboard, and we worked on it, the lyrics or whatever, and we just put it together. It was so great to do, because it was done right on the spot. It wasn't done, it was not planned out. So we just go into the studio, and, you know, I learned that, and a good thing I learned about music professionally is the ability to make songs on the spot, you know, like in a recording studio or on stage. I've done that with rock bands where we were planning to do something and something happens, and then I started singing all these different lyrics, and the whole song just, we made up a whole song right then and there and sung it in front of people. So, being spontaneous is a great thing. So, my voice was, I was like, how am I singing this? You know, like, sing it to how the melody is, the keyboards and then the drums. So I had to sing it in a different way. Because I was going to sing it a much higher, tenor or countertenor, a much higher voice, because I was prepared to sing "Fool in the Rain." Because I was like, Robert Plant got a great voice. I do not want to be compared to Robert Plant. No, let me just do my song. So it was great to do. And the inspiration was my personality, you know, nice guy, and I really want to can know somebody. Also, it also relates to why I really want the public to get to know me, because I'm a nice guy, you know. It's kind of like, you know, having trouble expressing what I feel. And the truth is, I express myself very thoroughly. I'm not afraid to express myself, as you can see on podcasts. So that was a good thing. And "I Really Want to Get to Know You" was such a great pop song. But I don't know if I'm going to make any more. I made so much the last 18 years. So the rock songs, I would have to sing it differently. More raspier, more growly, more power. Because rock and roll singing is not, it's about the delivery or the power, or, you know, really low, which I sing, and then on stage I can be screaming really high. It's about emotion, because it's evolved, because the most, I guess, the instrument that dominates the most in rock is the guitar. But this is a pop song. And all, but I made it, this song with just keyboards and a drum set. That's all. And I do that, too, with my songs, like basic jam on my own, or, you know, my other songs, just a keyboard and a drum set. When I did, you know, pop songs is great. I made a few, but I made a lot of rock songs. And I heard that when I was younger, and even now, some ignorant people, you know, even from my hometown, people who don't understand music or come from old conservative values, like, they think, you know, that ignorance is the problem, why I can't deal with people who are closed-minded, you know, about music or about lifestyles or so on, because they don't, they lack the capacity to see the reality of this world. And music is like such a great way of creating, to go and evolve. But, you know, they thought, you know, being rock music, me singing rock music must be that I'm sick in the head, and I might have a mental illness because I sing rock music or heavy metal in the past, or I listen to rock music. And, you know, you need to stay away from ignorant people like that. There's all kinds. I listen to a variety of music, and the music that I release is a variety of music. Okay, so they need to stop. I don't want to deal with people like that. You know, think that I'm crazy or mentally ill because I was a rock singer or sing hard rock or whatever. That hard rock is liked by millions. There's so many great artists. You know. And I just don't like it when people make that assessment. Like I wrote in those lyrics to I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True, I've been misunderstood. And I don't want to attract people who don't understand my situation. I have. You know, I have people who say, oh, I shouldn't be doing music. I should be. Or they don't know why I listen to rock music. You know. Naysayers and dream killers come all the time, and I stay away from them. If anybody who sings rock music or hard rock or whatever you sing, don't listen to crazy people, because those people got mental problems themselves. They must be in a cocoon or in a box away from the world. You know, it's about the music, you know, the music, you know, I think having a variety of music, liking a variety of music in my songs, you know, is a good thing. I came out here being a rock singer, you know, I was influenced by the glam, you know, like I wanted to be Vince Neil or Axl Rose, but had my own distinct personality when I came out here. Then I realized that as I got, it didn't come true when I was younger, that I had to be aware of the variety of different types of music. But another thing that was really came upon me that I was really, make me more aware about music is the songwriting, because the songwriting is so much a part of the art, the artist, you know, what the artist sings or plays has a big detail on whether that song can relate to the world, and whether it can sell, whether it could connect to the world by the words and the music that somebody sings. So if someone is an artist, you should develop your songwriting, you know. So I like the great artists who write their music. Like the Beatles wrote their music. I like Elton John and Bernie Taupin. They write, Bernie Taupin write the lyrics, and Elton John write the music, and he sings. So that's a great thing, you know. It doesn't matter, lyrics or composing music. The songwriting is so important. It's so vital. It's the bread and butter of the music business. Is the most important, because before they do anything, they got to have a great song. But for me, I had to develop my songwriting, you know, because when I started off because I had so many bad experiences of doing teen angst, you know, anger, and then I realized I had to write about love. I think love songs are the best, you know, because it's fun. Love, and then write about all kinds of things. But it's also my voice as an instrument to use. And if I sound terrible, if I sound good, because people, some people have said I cannot sing a note, I should just write a song. That is not true. I love to sing and write. I have a dream. Yes, the dream did not come true, but that's about creating. You know, it may come true. It can come true. When I talked about singing is so important to me because it's one form of expression in music to create, and but also to sing or to write a song with. But it came in a form of having bad experiences and needing to vent. So I need to vent. Not just talking, but singing. Screaming out a high note on a rock song was the way, or singing a note. So it has been a part of me for many, many years. But if I was to become just a songwriter, singing would be part of it, you know, because I have, well, I am just a songwriter, but singing is so much a part of it. But it's not the only part. I have to write the lyrics and play the keyboard. I am an aspiring songwriter at this stage because I spent 30 years of being an artist and has not come true due to bad luck and due to not right place at the right time and dealing with dream killers, harassment, and all kinds of things, but I still am okay. But I want to let you know, creating music is great. I don't want to do it for a hobby. I did not sign up. I'm with Broadcast Music Incorporated, ASCAP. And I wanted to tell you the story about what I feel about my song, I Really Want to Get to Know You. It was inspired by me wanting to be with somebody and my personality. And I wanted to tell you about, you know, stay away from ignorant people, you know, because they were ignorant about my rock roots, because I started rock. A lot of people started rocking with it. I wanted to let you know I like Michael Bolton because he was a rock and roller, and so was Billy Joe. They just did hard rock or heavy metal, and then they went into a mixture, or they went to pop or whatever. You know, it really is what it is. But, you know, sometimes I track people who think I'm a star. I'm not a star. I mean, if I was, I would be on ABC, you know. I'm just on YouTube, but, you know, they need to stop. You know, the wrong people, they're not into music, and they are just inquiring, stop. Unless they talk to me, just stay. I mean, I don't want to deal with some stranger who keep coming up to me who I don't know if they don't talk to me. But that's all I need to say. Listen to I Really Want to Get to Know You. And the last thing I want to say is that if you have a dream, go for it. Don't let nobody take it away. Because I have people who are really trying very hard to take those dreams away. It's not fair. It's a dream. I had it for 30-something years. That's all I need to say. And may your dream come true like I hope my dreams come true, because we all deserve to be happy. Good day, good night from Dove Night.